Theater critic Michael Bourne has seen plenty of revivals this season, and several of them have been memorable.
Tony Kushner's Angels in America was, for me, the best performance of a play this season, one of the best of the thousands of shows I've seen. Angels in America was voted the Outer Critics Circle Award as Broadway's best revival and is nominated for 11 Tony Awards, the most nominations for a play. Angels opened just as what I call the Broadway bottleneck was beginning, the last month of the season when shows opened night after night. 10 play revivals opened in the last month, just in time to be eligible for all the awards. Kenneth Lonergan's Lobby Hero, with some of the creepiest characters ever dramatized, already closed last weekend. But I look forward to more revivals from Second Stage Theater, now with an actual second stage, and on Broadway at the Helen Hayes Theater. Roundabout's revival of Mark Madoff's Children of a Lesser God will close next weekend. Playing a deaf woman in the throes of a conundrum, whether someone who's deaf but never speaks aloud is less of a person, Laura Ridloff explodes in Children of a Lesser God. Roundabout's revival of Tom Stoppard's Travesties is a uniquely intellectual farce, although the farce kaleidoscopically overwhelms Stoppard's intellectual discourse about art and politics, revolution and memory, with Tom Hollander as a nobody who somehow matters, or thinks he does, in a crossfire of history. Eugene O'Neill's The Iceman Cometh is the fourth Broadway vehicle for Denzel Washington. I always have felt that it's O'Neill's most overrated classic, a one-joke tragedy. 4 hours of miserable drunks whose dreams have failed. But the revival features a stage full of New York theater MVPs playing the losers. Reg Rogers, Frank Wood, Bill Irwin, and David Morse especially, plus Denzel Washington as the lively salesman who in this production talks directly to the audience about how worthless dreams for a happy life are and how the one certainty is that the Iceman, death, inexorably cometh. Edward Albee's Three Tall Women imagines Albee's mother at three ages, played also by New York Theater MVPs Alison Pill and Laurie Metcalf, plus the magisterial Glenda Jackson, returning to the stage after 20-plus years in Parliament. Manhattan Theater Club's revival of Bernard Shaw's St. Joan is the twist for me this season. The best revival of a play, says me, second only to Angels in America, but St. Joan was not nominated for any OCC awards and was nominated for a Tony Award only for Condola Rashad playing St. Joan. And playing Joan's innocence and strength, Condola Rashad is astonishing, surrounded by another gathering of the best actors, including Patrick Page in two roles as the noble who first reluctantly enables Joan's crusade and also as Joan's inquisitor. In one of the best scenes of the season, Walter Bobby plays a French cardinal and Tom Davenport plays an English lord, arguing about how to stop Joan's crusade. Joan of Arc, if not intentionally, was truly revolutionary, inspiring Protestantism, nationalism, and the Enlightenment. And the uniqueness of Bernard Shaw, his thoughtfulness and his wit, comes through superbly in St. Joan. I'm Michael Bourne.